All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. The Cypher Supreme Raw Podcast, and I got a special guest in the building with me. I got Isis Earth Ra Mayat in the building. We're gonna discuss some serious things, serious topic. It's kind of like off to the left a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Recently, last week, it's already been a week. Almost a week to the day to where the passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna Bryant and seven other people on the helicopter, including the pilot, lost their lives on Kobe Bryant's personal helicopter on the way to an event for Kobe Bryant's daughter. Now, a lot of people have weighed in their opinions about how they feel about what happened with Kobe, and a lot of stuff is coming out the woodwork. A lot of haters is slandering Kobe's name. Then you got a lot of people that's been in support of Kobe and the family, and have condolences and well wishes and sending positive vibes and support to Kobe's wife and daughters that remain. Then you got people who wants to bring up the fact that Kobe Bryant, that had really nothing to do with Kobe Bryant, the person, like that. I mean, it does, but it don't. They want to bring up the fact, you know, try to bring up his relevancy about who he was as a person because he had a white wife. Let's keep it real. A lot of racial shit got involved with Kobe Bryant, and I was just surprised to get these instant responses. And now a lot of people act like it's upsetting them because fans of Kobe and people who supported Kobe, who liked Kobe, are showing their support of Kobe, which I don't have a problem with. I even made a tribute to Kobe. I made a small video, you know, for Kobe and Gigi Bryant, you know, because I felt terrible that a 13-year-old girl could lose their life like that. And a lot of there's young ladies was on that plane, was on the helicopter rather. And I found it odd that nine people was on that helicopter. That's like too many people to be on a helicopter, man. And first they said it was five people on the helicopter, then it went up to nine people on the helicopter. They just kept changing the numbers. And a lot of people thought that was odd. And then everybody started coming out the woodwork with different conspiracy theories and things of that nature. People started talking about, which we'll get down in that in a minute. Talked about some cartoon that was made in 2017 about Kobe crashing in a helicopter with the championship trophies, which I saw that cartoon. And then they started making up fake tweets and saying that some dude predicted Kobe was going to crash in a helicopter and die. And just a whole bunch of weird shit been going on. But we're going to get into the numerology aspect. Just like if you heard my podcast about the numerology aspect of Michael Jordan, we're going to get into some stuff. And people have brought up some important things about, you know, Kobe's death. And yeah, we're going to get into some Illuminati shit. And we're going to get into some other shit. But right now, I want to turn it over to Isis Earth Ra Mayat and her thoughts about the sudden, untimely demise of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the passengers on the helicopter.
Well, I just find it very odd that whenever anything happens in Hollywood, TMZ is always there first.
They're there first.
To report.
That's how you know it's real.
I would say as long as I watch TMZ, there've only been one time where they were wrong. Somebody in his camp, the guy who created TMZ, tweeted back in 2011 that Lil Wayne died and motherfuckers start killing themselves. But I find it very odd that TMZ is always there. And remember that he was the attorney for the People's Court and he's a lawyer. So I find that TMZ could be like some kind of cult. Cause how do you know all this shit?
No, it's bigger than a cult. It could be something like, you know, you got to have some high-ranking power to come to be on the scene every time and come to all this extra information. And it's bigger than a cult.
So I just want to say rest in peace to everybody who passed away on that plane. Two kids passed away. I don't know how old her teammate was, but these little girls will never get to graduate high school. They'll never get to get married or go to prom. Like, their life is cut off. And it just is really upsetting, because I posted a tribute video on another website outside of YouTube, and people were just like, haha, that's funny. How is that funny that children lost their lives? And then TMZ reported that
That's not funny. That's not funny at all.
That Kobe Bryant and his daughter, he was hugging her before they passed. And it's just like the significance and how they died. They were burned alive. That's a effed up way to go. But I would say in their death, like after we watched all that stuff, that was weird. We had a blackout. That was weird to me. But I feel it's weird that if you break down the numerology, his death equals 8 and 24. So it's like some people might say he's Illuminati, but I just feel anytime you're in the industry, whether you sign a contract or you're an artist or an athlete, contracts are evil as hell. And they basically own you. Like, you think you have the freedom to do what you want. Like, say if I was a top-ranking YouTuber or somebody in the industry that was an influencer, I don't have control over my finances. You think when you see these people on TV, you can't just take out your money when you want to. And have you noticed...
You saying that YouTubers sell their soul too?
Yeah.
How many subscribers you got to get to be a sellout YouTuber?
You have to have millions and millions, or you're raking $8 million or more a month. And you have to be rubbing elbows to the owners.
Nobody's making $8 million on YouTube.
There's a kid who makes it right now.
$8 million on YouTube?
Yes.
What kid making $8 million on YouTube?
I'll show you his stuff. All he does is play on shit, and he makes at least $8 million
a month.
What
do you do, make games or something, play video games?
He plays with toys and shit. He make more than me and you. And he got over.
Well, yeah, if he making $8 million on YouTube, hell yeah, he making more than me.
But, whenever you sign that contract,
well, I don't make any money on YouTube. I just make money on here.
Right. But anytime you signed a contract, there's stipulations. Like, you know, American Idol, when you audition for them, you can't sign any other contracts outside of them. Like, say if you're on there with your scooter. So it's like, we think that, to me personally, maybe I'm wrong. I feel like
we're a little left field. We're trying to stay on the Kobe thing right now. We'll get into that the numerology aspect and the sellout part in a minute.
I just find it odd that it equals 8 and 24. And like you said,
it equals more than 8 and 24. 8 and 24 is just his jersey number. And the significance of 8 and 24, we'll get into that in a second.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Oh, you want to get into it right now?
No, say what you have to say. So I can get a feel of what you want to talk about.
No, I'm saying you can talk about what you want to talk about. I was just saying, like I said before when I was opening up, I said we'll get to that in a minute.
Well,
anything else you want to add to that?
I just feel it's mean too when people say, well, his wife isn't black. What does it have to do with losing your family? Uh-huh. Like, that's messed up. You know what I mean? Yeah. And just something when you told me that, I woke up from a nap. And it just something about that whole situation feels completely off to me. Like, completely, completely off.
Yeah, I felt like something wasn't right. And I felt that it was bizarre. Because I know that morning I had woke up kind of early. I'd be taking short naps and shit. So when I woke up early and I heard about it, I didn't hear about the death. I mean, I heard about, Kobe was tweeting about LeBron James. Like I said, when LeBron James passed him up to be the third all-time scorer in NBA history, and he was congratulating him and telling him to keep the game moving and stuff like that, bigging up LeBron and stuff. So, you know, then later on, I think I had took another brief nap, and that's when I had heard about it. My mama called me and told me, then I told you. I put it on TV. And shit like that. Then I had told you about it.
Cause at first you was like, hey, I was like, what? Never mind.
Okay.
I'm done. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
All right. Well, I'm gonna piggyback off this other part, what you was talking about with the slander of Kobe Bryant.
y'all motherfuckers got some personal issues. Y'all got to have some personal issues, because when you just dealing with the subject of the matter, to have no compassion for the children that lost their lives on a helicopter, and you want to start bringing up race and shit like that, man, I think you motherfuckers is dumb. Because any other time, I don't hear y'all say shit about Kobe Bryant. I don't hear nobody talk shit about no race, but just to guilt the other people who love Kobe Bryant or felt some compassion for Gigi and the other children that lost their lives on that plane, on that helicopter. You want to make a motherfucker feel guilty about it? I mean, that shit is ridiculous, man. Also, I want to add this, like, you got to have, like I said, you got to have some type of mental fucked upness about you, because half the motherfuckers I saw on social media talking that shit never mentioned Kobe, not once, prior to him dying. I find that odd. Why don't you just be the fuck quiet and keep your thoughts to yourself, man? Because for one, I never hear you talk about Kobe. You know, the people that I can accept speaking on Kobe, whether it's good or bad, is the people I've always seen consistently saying something. Like, I've always reported on Kobe. I've always done videos about Kobe or talked about Kobe, because I'm a basketball fan, obviously. People like that, like myself and a few other people that's into sports and basketball and whatever case may be, that's fine. But you motherfuckers don't even watch basketball. There's a lot of females. Like, y'all just mad at Kobe. But it's more of an issue. It's bigger than Kobe. And then for you motherfucking racist motherfuckers.
Yes.
Talking shit about Kobe. Talking about old rape cases that he was already
diminished.
Already off the record books. Found out that the girl was fraudulent. A slut. A whore. A cum bucket. Yes, I'm using these words, because it's the truth. And now y'all want to bring that shit back up after the fact that he did? Y'all some cowards, man. Y'all wasn't saying this shit when Kobe was alive. Y'all wasn't even saying this shit when it first happened with Kobe.
I think I was a kid when that.
Was Kobe wrong for cheating on his wife? Hell yeah, he was wrong. Okay, you know, okay. I get that part. But for you to call this man a rapist and he didn't rape her? Come on, man. Stop it. Stop it. Y'all bringing up old shit now.
Well, what does that have to do with him passing away? But
don't have nothing to do with it.
But all the good things he's done, he's made business internationally. I believe he was the first basketball player to win an Oscar. They love him all around the world.
And then you can tell there's something deeper. This is why I'm titling this podcast, Kobe Bryant's Death. Was it a ritual sacrifice? Or an accident? I say it's got to be something bigger. I believe it in my bones. Now that days went by, I'm hearing different things. And then we can get into the numerology part about it. You mentioned his number 8 and number 24. Kobe Bryant was going to the Hall of Fame. 8 and 24 should be retired at the Staples Center. Kobe was supposed to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. A lot of basketball players have not been able to see themselves inducted because they passed, because they were older players. Mm-hmm. And some players got a chance to see themselves inducted to the Hall of Fame and honor. You know, the Dr. J's, the Dominique Wilkins, the Michael Jordans, the Ray Allens. But Kobe didn't get a chance to do that. You know, and now when I see the cartoon, and you hear like just different shit. You know, Gigi was supposed to be a budding basketball player herself. UConn was already recruiting her at 13 years old. She was probably going to go to UConn and play some college basketball and be a star in the WNBA. So did Kobe know that he was going to die? Fuck no. Kobe wanted to see his daughter succeed. Carry his legacy and keep it going and things of that nature. And so, you know, usually ritualistic sacrifices is unbeknownst to the person who's getting attacked. Now, I can't confirm or deny what Kobe Bryant was into, what type of other contracts he signed other than his NBA contract when he was a young boy. But was Kobe into things? You know, had was he throwing up signs in basketball games? Things of that nature. I've observed and seen that, yes. But did Kobe Bryant knew the plan and plan to work? Absolutely not. But I do want to get into some certain things because the numbers don't lie. Since we're going to talk about 8-24, I want to get your input on this too and tell me what you think about this as we further get into this thing. Let's start out. Like, you know, some of this stuff was brought to my attention, so I can't take full credit about what I'm about to break down. But some of this stuff I kind of got on my own just using the numbers alone that you brought up, 8-24.
Okay, let's hear this.
All right, let's get into it. Okay, now we know Kobe Bryant was on the top of the NBA scoring list. You know, and LeBron James, you know, just a week ago, recently passed him up 33,644 point mark. You know, he passed Kobe Bryant, and Kobe definitely congratulating for that. Now, let's start with that number alone. The number 33, we already know that is a significant number. The number 6 is a significant number.
Yes.
That's 33,644 points. Right? And we know the importance of the number 44. That's a ritual number in pro sports. 44, right?
Yes.
So now it's starting to look a little crazy. Now, a lot of people believe it's close to the Super Bowl. We know about these Super Bowl rituals.
Yes.
Now that I've used that number 44.
4 plus 4 is 8.
Right, 4 plus 4 is 8. The Los Angeles Lakers will probably win their 17th.
That's 8.
NBA championship. Yes, there you go. You own it. There you go. That's 8. Speak up loud so everybody right here. That's 8.
That's 8.
Okay, 17. 17. If they win, that's their 17th championship. 1 plus 7 is 8. And LeBron James gets his what? 4th NBA ring. It's 4 again.
Yes.
All right. Now, why would I bring up the Super Bowl?
Sunday.
The San Francisco 49ers will win the Super Bowl. And because the 49ers, that's 13. Kobe was born August 8th. That's 8 months. August.
Yes.
The 23rd. 23.
That's 5. 2 plus 2 is 5.
23. Mm-hmm. What's 3 times 2? Come on with 6. It now. 6. There you go. You go to number 6. And when you add those numbers, you get 13. Kobe was also the 13th overall draft pick in the NBA draft.
1 plus 3 is 4.
1 plus 3. Ah, you cooking now. 1 plus 3 is 4. LeBron James, he passed Kobe when he was playing the Philadelphia 76ers. 7 plus 6 equals what? 13.
13 and 1 plus 3 is 4.
All right, there you go. All right, man. Kobe was born in what city? Philadelphia. All right, and I find that real fucking spooky.
Someone tried to say he was from Italy.
Now, I can't confirm. He did live in Italy. He did. He's from Philly, though. But I can't confirm or deny this here, but people said that Kobe Bryant had helicopter toys being sold in stores. If anybody can help me with this, leave me a message or something. Contact me if this is true. They said Kobe Bryant had helicopter toys being sold in stores. I don't know if that to be true or not, but that would have a lot of significance in what we're talking about right now.
Allegedly, right?
Allegedly, so I don't know. But Let's get into some more shit.
Well, you know,
on these numbers. Okay, how old was Kobe when he passed?
41.
How many kids did he have?
4.
4 daughters. How many did he lose?
1.
That's 41.
Yes.
That's your 41 right there.
4 plus 1 is 5.
Okay.
Yes.
So, shit sounds pretty ritualistic to me because they always deal with numbers. We all deal with numbers, whether it's for good or whether it's for evil. I've seen people do all type of number rituals to win the lottery. Like when the lottery gets all big and shit, mm-hmm. It's certain people that do these fucking numbers and makes it do rituals to win, right? Right. This is a fact. I know this for a fact. And then there's like, I was going to do a podcast on it. Somebody told me not to do it. And I never did it. But I still might do it anyway. Then you got all these weird things going on. Now we know, like you said, in Hollyweird, they always doing something on the dark side with numerology. Because you can use it for good or bad.
Correct.
And go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, this whole plane crash reminds me of kind of when Aaliyah passed away as well. Mm-hmm. Remember how all those people were with her and then they were saying that it was too heavy, mm-hmm. and they still wanted to take their stuff, and they allegedly said the pilot was high on coke or on drugs. You can't be intoxicated and drive a helicopter, and even her shit ended up in numbers and weird, and that just brings me back to 2001 all over again. Like, that don't even sit
right
with me at all.
Yeah.
And it feels messed up. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
even with Aaliyah, other people, innocent people who not even into that stuff, what she did, lost their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's funny because she died in August, right? Something like that, 2001.
I can't remember.
It just reminds me of a whole bunch of weird crap. And it even goes back even before that. That guy who sing "Oh Donna" died in a plane crash, and it shit just don't add up. I can go back and back and back with it.
That was a helicopter crash too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who died in helicopters.
And that shit just don't sit right.
And Kobe always, they said he always traveled in that helicopter. Just to go to the next city, I don't know why they do that helicopter. I mean, maybe it's because it's quicker, you can fly over traffic, or maybe he felt he was safe doing that all the time. But I found it odd that it was 9 people. Also, that number 9 is also significant as well.
Upside down, make a 6.
Yeah. And 9 ether. And Kobe would make the number 9 when he would like shoot a 3 and make a 3. Like, you know how everybody else throw up the little 6 or whatever, or the little actually act like the 3 and they do it.
Yeah.
He'll turn some bitch upside down and make a 9. I don't know why he would do that. But all that stuff would be like, all this stuff is just being odd and eerie to me. Like, now that I got time to really think about it just think about it and step back and really look at it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? And I find that to be kind of sad. And my heart still go out to the daughters of Kobe, his mom, his dad. I feel very terrible about what happened to Gigi, because Gigi had a long life ahead of her. Gigi also was 13, the number 13. She was 13 years old as well. And I just feel like all these numbers, man, you know, sometimes I never wish I was into like numbers like that. So, when I just recently started getting into it over like the last 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Because now everything is like numbers to me, and everything adds up to some weird stuff sometimes. And it just scares the shit out of me sometimes, man. But, you know, it is what it is, you know. And also, if you all want to know, I apply it to my own life the best way I can, and I try to see what happened and what reason this is happening, and why things ain't adding up here for me and adding up over here for me, stuff like that. I mean, I just try to do a lot of that and meditate, and I think a lot. And this is some of the reasons why, because I don't need answers to some of this weird things that's going on. And for all y'all people who think y'all know who gonna win the Super Bowl, you might be a little wrong, because, you know, I'm gonna put this out.
Go ahead.
And we gonna see. what happens. I don't watch NFL football, by the way. I haven't watched the NFL football since my favorite team, the Atlanta Falcons, lost to the Patriots.
They cheaters.
Which they lost to 23 to, what was the score, like 23-8 or something? They lost that lead, and it was, I looked at the numbers on that and how they lost. Like, you don't just lose with a lead like that. And, you know, the number 23 is very powerful. And I talked about the number 23 on one of my podcasts. If y'all haven't heard it, y'all go check that out, man. The number 23, I was talking about the career of Michael Jordan. And I'll be doing another one on him pretty soon, too.
I don't like Michael Jordan.
I don't like Michael Jordan either.
Why couldn't it have been his ass instead? I'm sorry, that's mean.
Come on, man. This is my podcast. You can't be saying shit like that, man. You trying to get me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Damn, we can talk about that after. Yeah.
Well, on Monday, the day after he passed and all those people, L.A. was gloomy as hell and it was, like, sad in the air. It's crazy.
Yep. And we're going to talk about Prince as well. I'm going to make time to talk about Prince on my podcast. That's one of my favorite artists. Prince. We're going to talk about the significance and the stuff he predicted before his death in the year 2020, and how the song he came out, Party Like 1999, how he dropped some jewels about the year 2020. A lot of people thought he was talking about just the year 2000 and shit like that, but we're going to break that shit down too, yes, in numbers later on. But thank y'all for listening, man. And y'all tell me y'all thoughts on this. And y'all drop me a message, man. I get back to y'all ASAP Rocky, man. Peace and blessings. I'm up out of here.
Talk to you later. Thank you for listening.
All right now.